Joe Griffin is a film reviewer and regular contributor to this programme. Sci-fi superhero film Guardians of the Galaxy opens this week. And here, Joe reflects on the rise and rise of the superhero.
This is a story about change, about how I changed my mind and sort of changed it back again, how Disney changed direction, and how lots of money changed hands. I spent my childhood reading comics. I couldn't get enough. But the past 10 years or so have felt like an ironic punishment. Superhero films. Now the words have been echoed so many times that they've lost all meaning. The letters that spell superhero have been worn down to dust on my keyboard. I can literally type Batman with my eyes closed. We've had every possible superhero film imaginable, and then we've had it remade, rebooted, reimagined, sequelized, and then resequelized. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, for example, was a sequel to a reboot of a remake of an adaptation. We've had superhero films being funny, sincere, ironic, animated, found footage, parody, postmodern, horror, espionage, comedic, surreal, conventional, big and small, but mostly dark. I once wanted lavish, high-quality superhero movies, but not at the expense of making other films, and not when so many of them are so similar. Disney buying Marvel in 2009 felt like an additional punishment. The Mouse House spent over $4 billion on the comic company. At first glance, this purchase looked like a mercenary act, something to hop on the superhero bandwagon and appease their shareholders. It looked like we hadn't seen the last of superheroes, and we haven't. But then something magical started happening. As many people forget, Marvel comics are about more than superheroes. Guardians of the Galaxy, opening this week, is a big-budget sci-fi film about a ragtag band of misfits who just might be the savior of the universe. Characters include a gun-toting raccoon and a walking, talking tree. In other words, it's weird. I firmly believe that a Guardians of the Galaxy film would not exist if it wasn't for this Disney-Marvel mega deal. Yes, technically it's part of the Marvel superhero universe, but this is a zany space opera all the way. Disney has also started work on Big Hero 6, another Marvel creation. This film will be an animated adventure about a boy and his robot in the fictional portmanteau city of San Francisco. Another story with the potential to be original, strange and, judging from the early footage, very charming. Superheroes aren't going to last forever, and it looks like Disney are already leafing through Marvel's other comics. So it's time to be optimistic again. A new dawn is rising. And if there's one thing we've learned from X-Men, Avengers and their friends, a savior can come from the unlikeliest of places.
Joe Griffin there on the enduring appeal of the superhero. We'll be reviewing Guardians of the Galaxy on tomorrow night's programme.